You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
There was an interesting statistic that I saw a couple of weeks back that suggested that the current day that we live in, or the current times that we live in, are going to be, or certainly are, the greatest wealth transfer in history. And with that in mind, it's always interesting to see how people are prepared for wealth transfers and what you need to do if you are looking to transfer some wealth. I'm joined on the line by the National Manager for Succession Planning and High Advice at Capital Legacy, Ken Newport, to take a look at this and try and see how we can best be prepared. Good evening, Ken. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with succession planning. What is that and what does that look like?
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks. Yeah, so succession planning is essentially a holistic solution that looks at the structure of every aspect of an individual's assets and estates in order to minimize the taxes, your inherent taxes, and create a loss in legacy over multiple generations. So transferring that wealth from one generation to the next with the minimal amount of tax that comes with passing away.
That sounds like there's a lot involved in there. When we look at wealth transfer and succession planning and that, what are the kind of areas that become important? I know estate planning, obviously, and those conversations become one of them, but what other considerations should we be thinking about? Should we be thinking about different types of corporate structures? How do we start to piece together what we're going to need for this wealth transfer process?
Yeah, so estate planning is definitely the core of it, but there's a multitude of different vehicles and structures that one can utilize, and it's very dependent on each individual's needs and objectives, etc. But first and foremost, your last will and testament is going to be the number one thing that you look at. Is that structured correctly? Is it well drafted? Thereafter, you start looking at different structures, whether it be corporate structures like companies, whether it be trust structures. It may be a case of an individual has assets sitting offshore, and you need to look at putting an offshore will in place and possibly an offshore trust for that transfer of wealth, just in order to mitigate those taxes as much as possible.
Ken, you brought it up, the elephant in the room, taxes. What do we have to think about? I mean, obviously, there's no way that we can transfer assets or we can hope to transfer wealth without the tax man getting involved. What types of tax considerations come with this process and come with just looking at wealth transfer?
Well, when we look at the structuring and everything like that, our main tax considerations that we're taking into account are your inheritance taxes. So that's your estate duty and your capital gains tax, because those are the biggest factors that erode wealth when someone passes away. I mean, you've got estate duty sitting at 20% to 25%, depending on the value of the estate, and you've got capital gains tax at a maximum effective rate of 18%. So it's a large chunk of tax that's actually taken when someone passes away. So structuring things correctly, having the growth happen within certain structures with the succession planning, get rid of that inheritance tax issues.
Ken, when we think about wealth transfer and succession planning, is it something that's strictly reserved for high net worth individuals, or can anybody start to consider this? And at what point do you start to think about this when you start to say, I have assets or I have things that I would like to pass on to my loved ones?
Yeah, so it's absolutely definitely not for only your ultra high net worth and high net worth individuals. This is for people doing their estate planning to pass on those assets. But the best time to do it is the earlier the better. You don't want to start accumulating a large amount of wealth in your personal name, because that's where these inheritance taxes come in. You want to do it as early as possible. So when you're looking to start growing your personal wealth, so young enough, you're an entrepreneur, you're starting out in life, creating your own company, starting to acquire assets, whether it be properties, investments, that's when you want to start looking at this. The younger, the better.
How cost-effective is it to set up, Ken? I know at Capital Legacy, you guys do a lot of wills and estate planning and all of that. How cost-effective is it to just get a basic structure in place?
So it can be quite cost-effective depending on what institution you go to. Capital Legacy, we have a certain fee structure. We don't charge assets under management or anything like that when it comes to structuring these kinds of things. So as assets grow, you know, it's not more fees that you're paying. But there are fees to pay, unfortunately, and you know, you're never going to get around that. You're going to have to pay to set up the trust or the company. You're going to have an accountant on to do the annual financial statements and do the tax returns for the various structures. With trusts, you've got to have an independent trustee on, and obviously there's fees that come with that. So the fees do start to rack up, but as the wealth grows, you know, with us, it doesn't increase the fees that are charged on those.
Ken, is this still a popular service that people are pursuing? I mean, I think about just what we've seen in terms of trends around the world with younger generations, or Gen Zs as they're referred to, electing to focus on spending money on experiences rather than preserving capital and all of that. Is this something that still has value in this day and age where we are going through potentially the greatest wealth transfer in history? But what are the shifts saying? What are the global trends suggesting?
Yeah, so the global trends are actually suggesting that it's not actually about personal gain, but actually increasing support for various causes, whether it be looking after people, the environment, animals, and there is structuring for that as well. So where you get charitable trusts that get set up, and they have objectives to meet what these young individuals are looking to achieve when they pass away, of actually transferring their wealth onto these humanitarian and animal and environmental objectives that they have. So there is still a need and a use, and we are still seeing that coming up quite a bit with the younger generations.
Ken, what about those older generations that may have started down this path of succession planning and drafting a will and all of that, and you kind of forget about these things along the way because life happens? Is it possible to review these kinds of things? Is it possible to make amendments and adjustments to whatever estate planning and succession planning you already have in place?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's one of the major things that does need to be done on an annual basis is relook these structures. Have a look at your will every year. Make sure that it's in line with your objective. Have a look at whatever structures are in place to make sure, number one, they aligned with your objective, but number two, they're still in line with current legislation and case law. You know, that doesn't stand still either. So you constantly have to look at this and make amendments as things change. I mean, life doesn't stand still. Your objectives may change from today to 10 years' time. So, yeah, absolutely, you can definitely make amendments to these kinds of things and adjust it to where you are in your life.
It's so important to plan ahead, especially when you are thinking about things like wealth transfer or succession planning between generations and between your loved ones. Be sure to consult your financial advisors on these sorts of queries or on these sorts of topics if you have any questions. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Ken, for those insights. That's Ken Newport, National Manager for Succession Planning and High Advice at Capital Legacy.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.